Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective according to a second interim analysis of clinical trial data its developers said on Tuesday. The calculations were based on preliminary data obtained 42 days after the first dose. Russia's health ministry, the state-run Gamaleya Research Center and the Russian Direct Investment Fund have said in a statement. U.S. biotech company Moderna has said that it is having discussions with a number of countries and parties about rolling out its vaccine candidate against COVID-19. The company did not specify whether India is among the countries it is having discussions with. Moderna hinted about the possibility of joining COVAX and said the discussions are ongoing. COVAX is the World Health Organization-backed facility which aims to supply low- and middle-income countries with proven COVID vaccines while ensuring equitable global access. Ambassadors and envoys from 100 countries will visit Serum Institute of India and Genova Biopharmaceuticals here on December 4th amid the COVID outbreak and race for vaccines to combat the infection. Among the front runners racing to deliver a COVID-19 shot, AstraZeneca PLC has the least vaccine experience, but it has promised the world the most doses, more than 3 billion. The company has assembled an unprecedented network of manufacturing and distribution partners spanning the globe, complementing a series of deals with the governments that have sought to lock in vaccine supplies for their countries. For the phase 3 clinical trials, a consignment of Covaxin, one of the COVID vaccine candidates, reached Solar Civil Hospital in Gujarat on 24th November. The Solar Civil Hospital in Ahmedabad is among the 130 centers across India where the third phase of clinical trials of Covaxin would be conducted. With that, let's move to all the updates from India then. India's COVID-19 caseload has gone past the 92 lakh mark, with 44,376 new cases reported in the last 24 hours, while the number of recoveries has now surged to above 86.4 lakh. The number of COVID cases has risen above 92.2 lakh in the country, while the death toll due to the disease has climbed to over 1.34 lakh, with 481 new fatalities, the ministry's data has said. The active caseload has shot up to 4.4 lakh, which is an increase of over 6,079 cases from Tuesday, even though it remained below 5 lakh for the 15th consecutive day, accounting for 4.8% of the total cases. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today has requested experts to audit COVID-19 death cases and suggest measures to reduce fatalities in the national capital amid a spurt in the infections in the city. The Chief Minister made the request at the meeting of Delhi Disaster Management Authority, which is chaired by Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Tuesday appealed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reserve 1,000 ICU beds for Delhiites in centre-run hospitals like AIIMS and Safdarjung Hospital, as he underlined that the high severity of third wave of COVID cases in the national capital is due to many factors, also with pollution being a significant one. The Union Home Ministry on November 25th has released fresh guidelines for surveillance, containment and caution amid a spike in COVID cases in some parts of the country. These guidelines will come into effect from December 1st and will remain effective till December 31st. According to the guidelines, states and union territories are mandated to strictly enforce containment measures, standard operating procedures on various activities and COVID-appropriate behavior while also maintaining a check on the crowding. The main focus is to consolidate substantial gains achieved in COVID-19. Further, keeping in view of the recent spike in the cases in a few states and union territories, it is emphasized that there is need to maintain caution, the ministry said. The government in its guidelines has said that states and UTs need to enforce social distancing in offices. During a COVID review meeting convened by Prime Minister Modi, Arvind Kejriwal said that if the central government reserves these ICU beds in the hospital in the city for people of Delhi amid the surge in cases, it will be a great support to us. He also said that Delhi saw a peak of 8,600 COVID infections. Senior Congress leader Ahmed Patel, one of Sonia Gandhi's closest political advisors, died at a Gurgaon hospital this morning. He was 71. The veteran politician had been at the Medanta Hospital since his health worsened after a COVID infection. In a tweet at around 4 a.m., his son Faisal Patel said the Rajya Sabha MP from Gujarat died at 3:30 a.m. There will be no fresh lockdown in Maharashtra, but some restrictions will be introduced to keep a check on the increasing number of COVID cases in the state. Noida-based National Institute of Biologicals, a top autonomous institute under the Union Health Ministry, shall function as an additional facility for testing COVID vaccines, according to the gazetted notification issued on Tuesday. At present, all types of vaccines are being tested for the lot release purposes at central drugs laboratories. Gujarat's COVID-19 tally has crossed the 2 lakh mark and has also risen to above 2 lakh with an addition of 1,510 new cases as on Tuesday. Schools in the national capital, which are closed due to COVID pandemic, are unlikely to reopen until a vaccine is available, Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia has said. University and schools across the country were closed on March 16th when the centre announced a countrywide classroom shutdown as part of measures to contain the virus spread. Kerala Chief Minister P. Vijayan on Tuesday informed Prime Minister Narendra Modi that COVID-19 cases in the state were showing a declining trend since the second week of October. Participating in a virtual meeting, P. Vijayan also sought central funds to help the needy who have lost their kin to the disease and also assistance to ease the financial burden due to the delay in the GST compensation. P. Vijayan said that during the meeting, he also explained that his government's measures to fight COVID-19, such as the COVID first line treatment centres across the state, had helped to reduce the pressure on hospitals. At the virtual meet, Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik had said that the state is fully prepared with a system in place for COVID vaccine distribution whenever it is available. Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh, on the other hand, has announced a night curfew that will be imposed in the state from December 1st to fight the novel COVID-19 spread. The Chief Minister's office has issued a statement that says that night curfew will remain in force from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. amid apprehension of the second wave of COVID-19 in the state. The Supreme Court on November 24th has issued notices to the centre through the Cabinet Secretary and Health Secretary to cap prices of RT-PCR tests for COVID-19. The notice was sent to a petition filed by advocate Ajay Agarwal, who sought a cap of 400 rupees on test prices. Agarwal told the court that such tests do not cost more than 200, but labs are charging exorbitant rates for them, and that vested interests are profiteering off the misery of people. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is working with more than 350 global partners, including major airlines, shipping lines, and logistics associations, to deliver billions of COVID-19 vaccines around the world as soon as the doses become available, in what is anticipated to be the largest and fastest operation ever undertaken of vaccine procurement and distribution. International travellers arriving into England will soon have the option to pay for COVID-19 test after 5 days of self-isolation, to at least half the current 14-day compulsory quarantine if they test negative. And that is under a new test-to-release strategy unveiled by UK government on Tuesday. The new plans will come in from December 15 for passengers not currently exempt under the UK Travel Corridors rules. French Industry Minister Agnès Pannier has said on Wednesday that Sweden-based pharmaceutical company Recipharm has signed a letter of intent with the US firm Moderna to procure some of the COVID-19 vaccine candidates in France. In ideal conditions, aircraft and facilities are equipped to deal with respiratory infections, but not all is dependent on the plane's tech. Human behavior is likely to be the more determinant factor. The aviation sector was among the ones to feel the full and immediate impact of COVID-19 pandemic, with services being shut worldwide since March and only resuming in bits and pieces across the world from September. Pakistan has detected over 3,000 COVID-19 cases, taking the national tally to over 3.8 lakh on Wednesday, amidst a warning by a top COVID-19 official that the situation would further deteriorate in the coming weeks. Minister for Planning Asad Umar, who is heading the National Command and Operations Centre, a dedicated official entity to take on a contagion, issued the warning late on Tuesday. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.